Happy Wednesday, friends, and welcome to Aquarius Behavior. I'm your co-host, Morgan.
I'm your co-host, Samantha.
Morgan, what you got over there in your bevy today?
I'm caffeinating right now. Well, my body is filled with gratitude and caffeine.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's been a robust week.
Robust?
Yep. Robust week. So I'm just feeling gratitude about that. And now we're here and I've got a floor nest for podcasting, which is lovely. It's plushy. So I feel like, ooh, that did make a difference, actually. Do you hear that difference? I'm going to talk now as I'm leaning into the middle of the room. And now I'm going to keep talking.
We really should experiment with the sound more because now I'm like, all the way in the pillow.
In the pillow now.
And this sounds incredible.
Wow.
This is silky.
A very small little intimate space you've discovered over there.
That's noted. That's noted. I hear the difference.
That's where we should do all of our Twilight book reading from, is just that little corner area right there where it's very soft. And
I get why people podcast in their closets.
Yeah.
I get it.
It makes sense. We have a heat advisory outside today. Obviously, we need to talk about the weather. We have a heat advisory today. So obviously, I'm caffeinating first thing. Got the solid diet Mountain Dew. So really looking to dehydrate my body as we work through the day. The water's here. There's ice in it. It's the beginning of the day. We don't know how far we'll go. But I also have floor bed, which we need to just take all the furniture out of here and just put all the pillows on the floor. You have two cushions from your couch that you've then covered with a blanket and additional pillows. And I have, these are couch pillows and maybe a couch cushion underneath. It's just lovely.
Well, Remus. I know. Remus likes it too. So here's what happened, right? So my husband is currently rearranging his office / game room. And so as this has been happening, his couch in there has become a landing space for things, you know, because he got a new desk. So it's been moving that in, deciding where it fits. His monitor then didn't fit, like the measurements were slightly off.
Oh, no.
And so then he, you know, problem solved that and like jimmy rigged something to, I don't know, heighten it a little bit. Carpentry. I don't know.
Yeah, that's husband stuff.
Yeah. And so I thought, well, jeepers, there's this perfectly good couch hanging out there. But what if I just took all of the cushions and made like a pillow fort in the pod lounge? So that's really the vibe that I'm going for. And now I recently thought about, because we've been talking about getting new furniture in here, but now I'm wondering, what if it actually was just like a giant, like, room that's only pillows?
Just pillows.
Yeah.
Just the floor, instead of the floor is lava, it's the floor is pillows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could get behind that.
So yeah. I think we just need to explore that more. Or, you know, it's just like one big cushion is the whole room. Because it's not a big room either. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's very important to be clear that they need to be pillows, not like a mattress or a futon.
Course.
No, it needs to be full, like, couch cushion, couch pillow, floor couch.
Yeah.
It's floor couch. It's pod lounge floor couch.
Yeah, because, like, think about what that would do for the acoustics. Okay.
Editing Samantha is dreaming right now.
All right, well, we'll put a pin in that and
that's exciting.
Circle back later. What are we doing today, Sam?
It is one of our, did you guys know we're talking about Twilight this year?
It is
2024.
Baby.
It is the Twilight saga. We're doing everything. We're reading the books. We're watching the movies. Right now we're doing our summer movie party. We just watched Twilight last week with our husbands. And this week, we're now going to raid Morgan's game closet, grab Scene It, the Twilight Saga
movie version, and she and I are going to play a few rounds of what can we do with the cards. So we've looked through, and there's questions, and we're going to just see how fast we can answer them without thinking, with all of the Twilight, all of the Twilight knowledge. That's a mouthful. All of the Twilight knowledge that we have gleaned so far this year. I'm feeling nervous. Some of those questions I saw that I'm going to be asking you, I was like, oh, that's real specific.
Oh, is
that? It's specific. Mm. So, you know us.
Yeah.
Super specific. Quiz tests. Mm-hmm. Really good.
Trivia quiz
at
tests.
High stakes questions. The good news is, though, the stakes have never been lower.
The stakes have never been lower. Nothing matters.
So you explained to me that we have to ask each other the question at the top of each card.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So shout out to Rachel.
Rachel!
Ooh, my sister-in-law, for letting me Twilight scene it. So I discovered this as she was moving. And so I was moving her and... No. This was before. I helped, like, move her stuff into her. Like, I didn't move her. That was a weird way to say it. Like, physically.
You've moved her.
No.
I'm sure you've moved her, Morgan.
I moved her things. I carried some of her possessions from her moving truck into Daddy-O's garage. Okay? That's the length of what I did. But before that, as she was packing, she sent you and I a Snapchat of this game. And I had no idea she owned this. It's the first three movies. I missed this part of pop culture. Remember when Seen It was the coolest game ever?
Throw that DVD in and watch clips from the movie.
A board game with a DVD?
It was multimedia. It was interactive.
So the problem I had with Seen It, though, is that I definitely bought many of them. But the problem became that they were so specific that I could only play them with a certain person or a certain group of people.
Yeah.
So then I would have Seen Its that would sit on my shelf, and I would maybe play them once every 2 years because the right group of people were together at the same time.
You see it on your shelf, like, tonight
is
the night when Seen It gets to come out.
When Seen It comes out. Da, 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 da. No. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, thank you, Rachel, is where this comes back to.
Always.
I'm excited and also nervous.
Very nervous.
Just don't think about it.
That's the whole point. I haven't even read the questions.
I'm so already nauseous, though.
I haven't read the questions, and so... Our thought is for this format, at least for round one, maybe, we're going to ask each other questions back and forth. We're going to try to answer each other's question. We're going to let each other know if it's correct or incorrect, but we're not going to elaborate. And then we're going to go through them at the end and talk about each one and yell about it.
Yeah, yeah. So we're not actually playing Seen It live.
No. Because that, let's be very specific. We're not playing the board game right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Seen It is a visual game. If you didn't...
Wait, is this a podcast?
Yeah, so I just want to make sure that's clear to everybody. Because, yeah, Seen It, if you have not played, and as we have said, comes with a DVD... As part of gameplay is a visual game. So we're not playing that part. We're just going to ask each other the questions.
Which is really all I'm interested in.
On the cards. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do, 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 do.
Have you read the questions yet?
Well, I just read this first one.
Oh, okay. And all right. Let's get in it, Morgan.
I have no idea who's going first.
I think you should.
Why?
Because you've already read your question.
Rude. Okay, fine. All right, here we go. James tells Bella that Edward's rage will make for a more interesting what?
Sport.
That is correct. Wow. Card for you.
What do they use as a tourniquet on Bella's injured leg?
A broken piece of wood from the floor.
Incorrect.
I'm not done.
Sorry. Okay.
Ballerina studio floor.
They use as a tourniquet.
Damn it.
To stop the blood.
I don't remember. I'm not a
doctor podcaster. Okay. I don't know what a tourniquet is.
Great. I look forward
is
to
that. Hang on. Wait, yeah. Wait a second.
Let's
wait
talk it through. Hold on.
Because it's not a time limit this round, right? We're just trying to answer as fast
as
we can.
My dog left me.
Okay.
Remus abandoned
wait
your
pillow
it.
Fort. Wait a second. I'm thinking of a splint.
Yes, you are. And so when you said what I said, I don't think she needs a tourniquet.
Hold on a second. Okay. Tourniquet. That's the thing that you tie around something to stop the bleeding. I got it. So sometimes people might use a belt for that. I've watched, you know, like Civil War movies and women have torn off the hem of their dress.
So what happened in the ballet studio, though, Morgan?
You're on it.
Shit.
You're in it. Okay, I'm just going to say, I'm going to go ahead and just say a belt because I need to end this.
This needs to be done. I'm going to give that to you.
Is it because I got it correct or because it's a pity point?
It's like a 50% point.
Thanks for your honesty.
Yeah, I love you. Mm-hmm.
Jessica describes Jasper to Bella as the blonde who looks like what?
Oh, it's like he needs to poop or like he's constipated. He's constipated. He looks like he's constipated.
That's incorrect.
That's incorrect. Okay. Renee tells Bella that they may be moving to Florida if what goes well.
Her husband's baseball season. Because he's a minor league ball player.
I'm going to give that to you. I feel like that's, yeah. I get what you mean about them being specific. I look forward to discussing.
This is interesting because I'm like just going with what it says on the card. But we can play our house rules as we've done book trivia in the past. Thank you, Forks Chamber of Commerce. We have, okay, that's fine. I like this. Let's, the house rules. I'm going to, your card that I said you didn't get correct, we're going to review that at the end.
Yeah, I feel like that's super solid. Okay.
Who shows up at the prom with a message for Bella?
Jake does.
That is correct.
Will be watching.
From his father, Bella, who paid him $20.
He needs that master cylinder, man.
Yes.
Who is leaving the police station when Bella and Edward return from Port Angeles?
Charlie.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Did you just remember?
I know I don't get it anymore, but I'm just going to say it.
I'm going to keep it right here next to me.
Yeah.
This is not the incorrect pile.
It's fine. It's Carlisle. When Alice gets a vision that James had changed his course, how does she describe where he has headed?
Mirrors.
Yes.
I see mirrors.
Yes. That's yours.
Wow. That felt good. I felt like I channeled Alice in that moment. All right. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
What is Alice and Emmett's last name?
Hale.
Incorrect.
Oh, are you sure?
I'm going to say the names again. What is Alice and Emmett's last name?
Oh, they're Cullens.
Correct. That's correct, Morgan.
Damn it. I have to. Now I'm seeing two visions of everything because now I'm seeing like the book version that I've imagined in my head, and now I'm seeing the movie versions. Oh, no.
Yeah. See, this is the problem. Okay. We've melded our media now too much, where it's all becoming like a wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey thing. So, yeah, really put yourself in the movie.
Because I didn't understand.
We've been in book mode.
I know. And I didn't. That was something when we read the first Twilight, I did not understand exactly how everybody was connected in the Cullen family.
It sounds like conversation for the end of the section, Morgan.
Put it aside.
But I agree with you. You're going to love one of my other questions. All right, give me it.
According to Bella, what doesn't really help the uncoordinated?
Being clumsy.
Incorrect.
What's Bella's full name?
Isabella. I don't remember her middle name. Swan.
Yeah. I mean,
but she has a middle name.
She does have a middle name. We'll find out.
Yeah, we will. During the baseball game, which two Cullens are not wearing baseball caps?
Okay.
I'm thinking about this too. I can specifically remember who is wearing baseball caps.
So pretty sure Edward is not wearing a baseball cap. And got to think about and Rosalie. She might be wearing a baseball cap. No, I don't think Rosalie is wearing a baseball cap. I would say Edward and Rosalie.
Okay.
He says that a sort of what begins.
Oh, it's a sort of, is it a rage? Is it a sort of, it's a sort of rage, like a craving? I'm going to say rage.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Ooh, it's a ghost.
Oh, man. Who refers to Bella as a shiny new toy?
Jessica.
That is correct. Oh, my gosh.
I am real sorry about these questions. What's Mike's last name?
Newton.
There it is. Correct.
Mike fucking Newton.
Mike Newton.
What is Waylon's last name?
Forget that. Hold on. Waylon Jennings.
Incorrect. I never would have gotten that, just so you know.
Waylon Olson. Waylon's house. I can see it. It's fine. Okay. Let's move on.
You can keep going.
No. No. When eating at the cafe, Bella says she's kind of like her dad because she doesn't mind being what?
I think it's quiet.
Incorrect.
At the prom, Edward says what descend when he leaves Bella alone for 2 minutes.
I leave you alone for 2 minutes and the wolves descend.
Y'all.
Who throws a piece of red licorice at Bella at the school parking lot? Or in the school parking lot?
In the school parking lot.
Who throws a piece of red licorice at Bella in the school parking lot?
I mean, that seems like something Mike fucking Newton would do. Was it Mike fucking Newton?
It was not Mike fucking Newton.
The other sillies. Who is called in to examine Waylon's body after he's attacked at the marina?
Carlisle.
Yep, it's the same person who leaves the police station.
Carlisle. Charlie buys Bella's truck from whom?
It's Jacob's dad.
And his name is?
You. It's Mr. Black.
I mean, that's 50% of it, Morgan. That is 50%.
Shoot.
You got this.
It's like, why is that the thing that goes out of my brain?
No, it's names are the worst.
I don't it do just, names.
I see names. I see how it's written. But I don't. It doesn't always come out of my mouth the right way.
Never. Never.
So is your answer Mr. Black?
It's Billy Black.
Yeah, there it is. Yes,
it
girl.
Came to me.
That is correct.
You just have to give me a moment to just sort through my mind castle and. Blah, 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 blah. All right, next one. What does the biology teacher tell the students not to drink on their field trip?
Oh, it's the bug juice. It's like the plant juice that he squeezes from the compost. It's plant tea.
There, you got it. You got it. Compost. Ding, 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 ding.
Last one. Morgan, are you ready for this one?
No.
What is Jasper and Rosalie's last name?
Hale!
<Yeah. laughs> You got it!
Because they're sticking in there with me, buddy. All right. Oh. Here's mine. Who does Bella tell Mike he should ask to the prom?
Jessica.
Correct.
In my mind, I get Lauren and Jessica mixed up.
Yes.
Ugh.
Okay. Me too. But I look at them, and so then in my head, I'm like, it's Anna Kendrick, mm-hmm. who also plays Jessica flawlessly. Like, if you want to talk about a piece of fucking art, mm-hmm. Anna Kendrick in the movie Twilight. It's perfection.
It is.
She's so annoying.
I'd like for us to go through, instead of the right answers, because we know the right answers were right, let's talk about the ones we got incorrect.
I also want to take a moment to, like, you know, just fan everybody with all of their accomplishments later. Can we do that too?
Yes.
You got a lot of these. You got a lot of points.
I think that we should talk about our incorrect ones, and then we'll go through final points, and then we can see maybe what the next round is.
Okay, excellent. I'm going to put
we might need like
a
tiebreaker round or something.
I don't know. I think I'm not so sure I did that well. All right. I'll go first.
Will you start with your back card? So we're going to start with the one most farthest away from now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. According to Bella, what doesn't really help the uncoordinated?
Being clumsy is what I feel like is it like rain or winter or ice?
It is ice.
Oh!
It was specifically ice. Yes. Okay.
All right. Who is leaving the police station when Bella and Edward return from Port Angeles?
It's Carlisle he's examining the dead body of Waylon.
He's just walking out of there with his lab coat just... Mm-hmm. Watching Twilight as a 37-year-old woman, wow. Team Charlie, Team Carlisle, mm-hmm. just those, it's that dad energy.
So what I specifically also remember about watching the movie with you and our husbands was that when Carlisle came on the screen for the first time, you whipped around to the guys and yelled at them, guess how old he's supposed to be? How old do you think he is?
How old do you think Carlisle is? He's supposed to be 23.
Yes.
In the book.
Just your outrage.
It's magnificent casting. Like, I don't hate it at all, but I love that as the reader, I didn't realize the age difference between Edward and Carlisle isn't that big. It's like 5 years, 17 and 23, 6 years, because math. I just didn't realize how close they were in age. So,
yeah,
it just boggled my mind.
Yep, yep. It's also looking at it for me from a point of my mid-30s. I'm just like, that is a child. You are a bebé.
It's not bebé. All right. What is Bella's full name?
Yeah, I couldn't get her middle name. What's the middle name?
Isabella Marie Swan.
I wasn't gonna get there. Okay, you know what else?
Yeah.
Talk about names.
Yeah.
What is Waylon's last name?
Jennings.
It's Forge.
Who is there a singer
F-O-R-G.
Called Waylon Forge? No. Is there a singer called Waylon Jennings or something like that? That's really funny. I'm gonna look it up.
I have no idea.
I'm gonna look it up.
But I was never going to get Forge. I was never going to get there. Forge.
Absolutely not. Twilight, no. The movie.
He sounds like a blacksmith.
Mm-hmm. Like Forge.
That, yeah. He sounds like...
like when people's last names were what they did.
Yeah, a blacksmith NPC that we meet on our travels.
Waylon Forge.
Waylon Forge. Oh, he's a country man for sure.
Yeah.
Country blacksmith.
Yep. Little
100%.
Drawl.
Yep.
Bit long on those vowels.
Yep. That's him.
Forge. All right. When Edward is describing to Bella what it's like when vampires taste human blood, he says that a sort of what begins.
Ooh, I said rage, but is it frenzy?
It's frenzy.
It is.
It's frenzy.
Cool. Awesome. If this had been a written test, I think I would have done better, because then I could have gone back and done my answers. But I'm not mad that we did this like quick fire.
Yeah, this kind of collaborative.
We got to keep it interesting. All right. So this one, remember, you got half of. During the baseball game, which two Cullens are not wearing baseball caps?
It's Emmett and Edward. I said
it is Edward.
I said
and
I said Rosalie and Edward, but I think it's Emmett and Edward.
It is Edward and Carlisle.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently.
That blonde forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I gotta watch the movie again.
I mean, I guess we do.
When eating at the cafe, Bella says she's kind of like her dad because she doesn't mind being what?
There's so many ways that she's like her dad, but I don't remember what she said specifically.
And seeing it is a game of specifics.
It is a game of specifics. I don't know.
She...
Because I originally said being quiet.
Mm-hmm. You said being quiet, and it's close. She doesn't mind being alone, oh, like her dad.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, all right.
Jessica describes Jasper to Bella as the blonde who looks like what?
He's constipated.
Right. You said he's constipated. The answer is he's in pain.
Is he's in pain. That's right.
Which yep. can look
I can hear her like saying it now. It looks like he is in pain. Mm-hmm. Who throws a piece of red licorice at Bella in the school parking lot?
Is it Eric? Because I said Mike Newton.
You said Mike Newton.
But is it Eric?
It's not Eric.
Is it Tyler?
It's Tyler.
Ugh, there's three of them. So it's like it's one of these three dudes.
It looks like you got five. Missed.
Oh my gosh. And you had four missed. I think that you are going to take this one. 4, 5, 6, 7. You have 8.
Oh, I might have asked you 11 questions.
Wow.
Because I can't count. Let's talk about the wins.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, is there anyone five, that... 6. Yeah, I asked you 11 questions. So we'll just have to negate that. Or I'll take away a dumb one. Or quick, ask me one more, Morgan, from the pile. Quick.
Oh my
quick.
Gosh, one more. Okay. Who says that Forks High School does not protect its students' privacy very well?
Oh, James says that into the phone.
Forks High School doesn't protect its students' privacy very well.
Yeah, girl.
Okay, we had 11 for that
yeah,
round
yeah, yeah,
now.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about the wins. Hey, that one.
Great. Boom.
Throw one of yours, Morgan.
Did it. You did it. Okay, so here's what you... Oh, wait, no. I think these are actually yours.
Yeah, I have yours.
Yeah, right? Okay, great.
Yeah, so let's talk about the wins.
Thank you. So for yours, you had a lot of like very specific quotes for people, which I think that's always tough for me. Mm-hmm. So you had quotes about Bella, like who referred to Bella as a shiny new toy. James tells Bella that Edward's rage will make for very interesting what?
Sport.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, let's talk about tourniquets.
Let's talk about tourniquets.
Your question was, what do they use as a tourniquet on Bella's injured leg? And initially you said a splintered wood, but that was not your final answer. Then you said
a
hem.
A belt.
And then you said a belt.
Yep.
It was a belt.
Was it somebody's specific
belt? It's someone's specific belt. Do you know the specific belt?
Is it probably Edward's or Carlisle's?
No. It's Alice's.
Oh. Wow.
Alice's belt.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
But I still feel like it was like, boom.
It's a half
you
point.
You still got that. Yeah. I feel like house rules, half points are now welcome here.
I'll go
we'll
for that.
Claw
Here's
everything
the thing.
Back we
so
can.
So my mind immediately went to the pilot episode of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, because there is both a splint and a tourniquet applied when the youngest boy, spoiler,
oh yep, if you haven't seen,
falls
Dr.
down
Quinn Medicine Woman.
Pretty sure off the side of the cliff, and then Sully has to come and help, and oh my gosh, sparks are flying. Anyways, so that's where my brain went, which is also why I talked about, you know, women tearing off the hems of their dresses.
I mean, that's what I always see. If a woman's wearing a skirt and she's got to, like, take care of some blood somewhere, it's always like, rip the skirt.
Yeah.
Tie
like colonial times.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pioneer days. Anyways. Yep. But we got there. I got there.
You did. And that
that's
half
the
point. Well deserved. Renee tells Bella that they may be moving to Florida if what goes well. You were all over this one.
Baseball.
Yeah, it's spring training.
Baseball
but
stuff.
It's like you said so many words that meant spring training, even though you didn't say the word spring training, that it was like, yeah, she got that one.
I could have been more specific, because here's the thing about baseball, right? Mm-hmm. Is that
people are always moving in baseball, and like you can go up and down from minor to major and back again.
A hobbit's tale.
Here and back again.
There's a schedule to baseball that I respect.
And so the specificity of spring.
Like that's, yeah, the spring. It's not just training.
It's not just like the baseball time.
You know, because it could be like, hey, he's like playing in a game today. Like he's going to be in the starting lineup today. And like that could have chances. But spring training is like a big deal. And it's when the scouts are watching. And it's a specific thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to talk myself out of more points, but I just know that.
Maybe it doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right to me. Thank you.
I respect that.
Like, I want to keep up the integrity of the game here.
I think that's important. CNET is about specifics.
Me too. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Well, you rocked some last names. Let's talk about it. Even though, okay, I asked you first what Alice and Emmett's last name is, and you confidently said Hale. Yeah. And then after a moment, you said, incorrect. Actually, it's Cullen. And that was correct.
Mm-hmm.
So well done.
Yeah, thank you.
You rocked Mike fucking Newton there.
Mike fucking Newton.
Out of the park. And Jasper and Rosalie's last name? Delightful. Hale.
The Cullens and the Hales.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, so that was something as we read the book. Because I understand that it's mentioned in the movie ever so briefly. But I like the opportunities that the book gives to dive deeper into the storyline of their family and the assembly of their family, because we get a little bit more of like the historical aspect of the book, because they're all like technically from different times, right? And how they each became to be like, okay, so also, your husband, my brain is going in like multiple ways, because then
I see it.
Your husband brought this up on the last podcast about like, hey, so how many times have the Cullens returned to Forks? Like, how long have they been there? What's their deal? And so that also ties in to what their names are, because I wonder if they always have those same names, or if they ever like change their identities, or if they always go along with this storyline of we're siblings and the three of us are the Cullens and the two of us are the Hales. Anyway. Boom.
Yeah.
So that was I just really focused on that when we read through Twilight, because then it comes up more as we get bits of the history through different family members, right? Like we hear some of this, well, Bella does, and we through her. We hear about some of the family history through Edward, but then she has conversations with Carlisle. And then in later books, she gets to talk to Rosalie and she talks to Jasper. And it's the family, man. It's the family.
Yeah.
Family.
I wonder if they have fun concocting what kind of, you know, family system they're going to move into town with, you know, if they're like, right.
Right.
17 again. 15 yeah. again, because
oh
they start in, what, sophomore and junior year?
Yes, as low down as they can. How young can we look? It's not working.
Morgan, let's talk about names. Who does Charlie buy Bella's truck?
Billy Black.
That's right.
Billy
you
Black.
You nailed it. Got there. You got there.
We sure did.
I feel like we maybe need to do five more as like a, because that's a big stack. And I realized that, you know, this is our opportunity to play the Twilight version. So do you want to grab five more cards for each of us?
Yeah. Should we take a little stretch break here?
And we'll take a stretch break and we'll be back for more Twilight Scene It, but just reading the cards back and forth.
Hey, AbPod listeners. Hope you're feeling groovy, and this episode is bringing a slice of nice to your day. Did you know you could follow AquariusBehavior.pod on Instagram to see weekly episode updates and behind-the-scenes podcast pictures? Yeah, it's true. You can also email the show at aquariusbehavior.pod@gmail.com to share your friendship stories or suggest a segment. Stay hydrated, buddies. Now on with the show. This is for real.
Proposal for this next round, because we were talking about how we were going to format this before. I think we should do the second version this time. I haven't looked at any of the card questions. I think it'd be interesting for us to read the card to each other and then have the opportunity to steal, and then we flip over the card and see what the answer is.
Oh, so we both answer it.
So we both are going to answer.
Okay.
And so this is the opportunity to who can get the most cards total.
Okay.
How does that feel?
Yeah. I love this.
Great. Would you like to go first?
Okay. In addition to the VHS tape, what did James borrow from Bella's house in Arizona?
The videotape.
Yes, in addition to the VHS tape.
The VHS tape. The video camera.
What did he borrow?
The video camera.
Yeah, I think that's also correct.
It is.
Video camera.
The video camera.
Yeah. Because he's sadistic and wanted to tape.
What a weirdie.
Why? Just, oh my goodness.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who hits the ball that is caught by Rosalie's monkey man? So who hits the ball?
Oh, yeah. Who hit the ball?
Who hit the ball?
I think that was Jasper who hit the ball.
And Alice is pitching.
Yep. Alice is pitching.
I feel like that's solid. Like, I would agree with that. I'd celebrate this point with you. Yeah. Nice job, Jasper.
Yes.
Yeah. Celebrate.
Awesome. Awesome. In reference to Edward, who asks Bella... He's a little old for you, isn't he?
I feel like Charlie says that.
I do as well. It is Charlie.
All right. Which of Bella's classmates wears glasses?
This is Lauren.
I thought Lauren too, but no, that's
Did they
incorrect.
Say somebody else?
It's Angela.
Oh my gosh. No.
There's only
Angela.
Three other like lady classmates that they talk about, and it's
Jessica,
Lauren
and
Angela.
And
Jessica. And I get the three of them
Dang
mixed
it.
Up. I flip that over so confidently, like she got it. And it was not.
Is Lauren even in the movies?
No.
She's not.
No, she's
no.
No. I know. Oh,
that's the problem.
Gosh. Okay.
Oh no.
So it's so much like smack talk in the books about like Lauren's just always saying like snide comments about, you know, and
yes.
Jessica's following Lauren around, but Morgan, is this the books? No. This is
she doesn't
seen
exist.
It the movie.
Oh no.
Okay. That one hurt a little bit.
Yeah,
that one
hurt.
Did. That
like,
was tough.
Because I was in my head I was seeing Angela from the movie.
Yeah. So neither of us get that. That's just going to go into the dead zone over here. This is the points where no
wah,
one gets
wah,
them.
Wah. Oh, it's my turn to read this. Bella is in which high school class? Sophomore, junior, or senior? I know this one. But it looks like it's going to come to you.
I feel like she's a sophomore.
She's a junior.
As soon as I said it, I said, no, that's too young. That's too young.
Yep.
Nice job, Morgan.
So much happens between the books where...
It's, yeah, I was trying to count books and I was realizing that it took me longer than 15 seconds. And even though it's a podcast and editing, Samantha can cut that out. I was just feeling uncomfortable. I needed the moment to be over.
You can have that moment.
We needed to move on.
You can have that moment.
James tells Bella that it's too bad Edward didn't have the strength to do what?
To kill him?
I feel like that's right. Too bad Edward didn't have the strength
To turn you. That's what it was. Nice. Too bad he didn't have the strength to turn
you. Yeah, see, you got
to
see the line and like get yourself in James's body. You got to like stand and pretend like you're not wearing a shirt.
All the
time. But your jacket, Waylon's jacket. We noticed that this time. Here you go.
Yay, thank you.
I cleared my throat, but it's all you.
According to Laurent, he has never seen anything like James in how many years? 300, 200, or 100?
300 years.
300 years.
Bingo.
Some vampires are really old.
While Alice and Jasper take Bella to Phoenix, Edward says which two Cullens are going to protect her father?
Okay. They're there.
There's only so many.
I thought Rosalie and Emmett went with him to go spread the scent. So I'm going to say Carlisle and Esme are watching Charlie.
I like the opportunity to steal.
Yep.
I think Esme is correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like maybe it's Rosalie.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Moment of truth. Esme and Rosalie.
Ooh.
Yep. Oh, I get to keep it.
You get to keep
it. I get to keep it. This is my first steal.
Oh my God, it's exhilarating.
Wow. Might need to do more than five. All right.
Wow. Okay. What type of cells are on the slides in biology class?
It's either onion root or onion tip.
Which
but
one
then,
is it?
Shit. And then she's like, I did it in Phoenix. It was a white shell blastula. And he was like, What are they called? Samantha took biology twice. Still didn't sink in. I'm going to say onion root.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to say onion. Onion root is correct. Bum-ba-da-dum.
Wow. This dopamine this early in the day, Morgan. It's like the possibilities are endless for the rest of the day.
I'm already feeling so accomplished.
There's been so many wins. All right. Bella says that Edward's eyes have changed from black to what color? This was also on the Force trivia test.
It was. Oh my gosh, there's so many. Okay, all of the things that they use to just all the words that they use to describe. It's like
they've changed from black to what color?
It's not ochre. Let's see. Amber, honey. Black to like, oh my God. Okay, I'm Kristen Stewart. Are you wearing contacts? Your eyes were like black before, and now they're like, fuck. What did she say?
Right there.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Oh no. And now they're like golden brown. I have to go with that. I'm not like.
You want?
I'm not so happy with it, but I have to go with golden brown.
You want the moment to be over. All right. I feel like it might be topaz.
Okay.
Golden brown.
Did I get it?
You got it. Oh.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yay.
Abundance. Do you want to keep going? Do you want to do another five?
No, I need the moment because I'm so proud of this card right now. Like, this is my greatest accomplishment today. I know it's only noon, but wow.
That's huge.
Just I was expecting to see something like, yeah, like you were saying, because onyx, ochre, those are like the dark colors. Mm-hmm. I think maybe we talked about ashen was your answer for last time.
Yeah.
And we were just like, oh, that's so close. But she uses golden brown. She uses topaz. Mm-hmm. She uses amber. She uses honey. Mm-hmm. She uses so many descriptors for his eyeballs.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
Hell yeah, Morgan. Golden brown. Are you handing me another five?
I just want to thank Kristen Stewart for her unbelievable face acting, because that was what got me to that line.
Mm-hmm. It just, she had to evoke it. All right. Second half of the second round. Here we go.
what is Charlie cleaning when Bella tells him she has a date with Edward?
His gun.
It sure is. It sure is.
Specifically because we talked about in that scene, there's Rainier beer. And I remember just him cleaning his gun and drinking beer. And Edward walks in with his gloves on.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Charlie.
Yep.
Whom does Edward tell Bella to ignore?
Probably Rosalie.
That is correct.
Great.
Nicely done.
Oh. What is Tyler's last name? Mm-hmm. He threw the licorice at Bella. Almost ran into her with his van.
No, I'm gaslamping myself right now because I want to say it's Tyler Crowley. I want to just forcefully say it's Tyler
Why don't
Crowley.
You?
But then I'm like, but Crowley is also a character in this one show. And are you thinking of something else? I'm going to say Tyler Crowley.
You're correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, that felt good.
Yeah. Don't let yourself.
My brain gaslamped me.
Don't let yourself do that.
Wow.
Don't let yourself do that.
I had to just like get in the center of my body for that one. Whom does Carlisle introduce as the newest vegetarian in the family?
That would be Jasper.
That is correct.
Jasper. I have to get a new card because we read one of those as our example when we were practicing before
we had
recording. Sure. It was the what date was it released?
It's dry run. When was it released? No, tell me. Because I said sometime in like August.
Oh, we were both wrong. It was November 21st,
2008. Okay.
We were a year late.
Wow, that's when the magic began. Who directed the Twilight movie? Is it my turn? I went. Who directed the Twilight movie?
Catherine Hardwicke.
Yes.
I mean, boom.
Turning it over just to make sure.
Yeah, no, I don't even need to pause on that one.
Boom.
Boom, baby. Art. Oh, wait, no, hold on. This was mine. That's the vegetarian. Uh-oh, hang on. I mixed up some cards.
Cool.
One moment, please. Does it tell? Rosalie's monkey. Okay, great. Okay. We did it. We're back. What does author Stephanie Meyer order at the cafe? Remember when she made a cameo?
Blueberry muffin!
And we screamed? I screamed because I didn't realize that.
Is it a blueberry muffin?
No.
Damn it.
I didn't get this either.
It's a coffee.
It's a veggie plate.
Ugh.
Random.
I'll have the veggie plate. No.
I wouldn't get that at a cafe.
That wasn't in there.
But
okay.
I don't know. I was thinking diner food. Like I would get like eggs. I'll get a hamburger.
Eggs.
I would like to buy an hamburger.
Breakfast potatoes, please. After the baseball game, who unexpectedly visits the Cullens' house before Edward and Bella arrive?
Whoa.
We're in the movie.
Reread that one again for me.
I will. After the baseball game, when it all kicks off, Morgan, when it all kicks off, who unexpectedly visits the Cullens' house before Edward and Bella arrive?
Is it Laurent?
It is Laurent. They open the door and Laurent is standing there.
Yes.
Nicely done.
Thank you. All right, this is my last card. Do you have one more?
I have one
Great.
More.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yay.
We did it correctly.
We did it right. Who is in Bella's room when she wakes up in the hospital? Why is she in the hospital?
This was the part in the movie theater where I accidentally laughed out loud because Renee's face was so tight into the camera frame that it just all of a sudden it was close up on Bella and then it turns to Renee and she's just like, hi, sweetie. And her eyelashes are so close.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I remember. How'd I do?
Very close up shots. Very close up shots.
Edward's there. But this is the hospital, I'm going to assume, in Phoenix, not like the Forks Hospital when she gets hit by the van.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. You are correct. It is Edward and Renee.
Yes.
Boom.
Wow. Outstanding. All right, Morgan.
I'm ready. Lay it on me.
What did Charlie have a sales lady pick out for Bella's room?
Oh, the bed sheets, the purple bed sheets. Like the comforter and
the bedding.
Yeah.
You are correct.
You still like purple, right? Yeah, it's great.
It's great, Charlie. Morgan, how did you do? How
did
you
do better this round? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I got 8.
Wow.
And we had one that neither of us got. Morgan, congratulations.
Wow, way to go, everybody.
Woo! Okay, what's your total?
So I got, like, we really one, do need to just two, play this four, as five, the scenic seven, game,
eight,
though.
9, 10, 11. Wow, I agree. This is fun. I could keep playing this for another few hours, but I'm not going to make our audience listen to that.
Oh my gosh, that was delightful.
Oh, well, and so we have this for New Moon and for Eclipse.
Yes.
So outstanding. Morgan, it was delightful brain blasting with you today. That was some deep knowledge from the movie.
Such fun. Next week, we are going to be rewatching New Moon.
Summer movie party.
Summer movie party, which is great because, as we've said earlier, there's a heat advisory right now in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. So, you know, we're going to stay indoors.
Just stay inside.
Stay safe.
Stay cool.
It's movie time.
That's right.
Excellent. Anything else we got to plug?
Just ourselves. And then also our audience. We just, listeners.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you've made it, this is episode 85.
85.
85. And I just felt that for a moment as we started recording today. So love and abundance.
Bye.
I got a smile.